Okay. What does being emotionally connected with Krishna mean? Does it mean being sentimental and always crying for Krishna? Does it mean being sahajiyayik? No. Emotionally connected with Krishna means that we make Krishna the place where we invest our emotions. It's not that in connection with Krishna we have to always express our emotions. But we seek emotional fulfillment in Krishna. Basically, emotions are two parts, you know. When we say love, we offer our love to someone and we expect their love. And when we get their love, that means we feel happy. We feel reciprocated. So what we do is, in Sahajya, the focus is not on investing their love in Krishna. The focus is on simply, you know, exhibiting their love for Krishna. That is sentimentality. So our focus is more on investing our love in Krishna. And investing our love in Krishna means also that we commit ourselves to Krishna. See, if a mother has a baby, at that time, no, the mother is not constantly dancing around holding the baby in her hands. Oh, just see my baby. She loves her baby. But the primary way her love is seen is by her tireless efforts to take care of that baby. Isn't it? Especially when babies are young, mothers have to stay awake all night. And then sometimes they're sick, they have to take care of them. So she may be extremely tired. So still she wakes up and cares for a crying baby. Why is that? Because that is the nature of love, which is manifesting not simply as emotional exhibitionism, but actually manifesting as dedication, as commitment. And of course, during that commitment, there will be emotional highs. Sometimes the mother may just see her baby and she will feel a flood of love in her heart. So like that, there are times when we may go in front of the deity, then we will feel a flood of love in our hearts. There are times when in kirtans, we feel something very sweet and special. That is good. But that is not the emotional connection. The emotional connection is primarily to commitment, to dedication. We are dedicated to serving Krishna. And within that also, there may be certain manifestations of Krishna with which we become emotionally connected very quickly. So for example, some of us may like kirtans, and not just kirtans, maybe a specific mantra or a specific bhajan, a specific tune, a specific devotee singing. Some of us may like darshan of the deities. Maybe serving the deities or whatever. Maybe a specific dress, a specific way of decoration, maybe specific deities, whatever it is. There are some manifestations of Krishna with which we can connect quickly and with which we become absorbed. So those we can take shelter of more. When our emotions start going away towards the world, we can direct our emotions towards that, those manifestations. So that is emotionally connecting with specific manifestations. Overall, emotional connection is not exhibitionism, it is dedication. Okay? Thank you.